Non.
Hello.
Senator Long.
Okay, Senator. Senator Long. One moment, please, sir.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Hey, how are you?
Good. I want to chat with you a minute, tell you two or three things.
Good.
Well, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and so on, you know, this time of year.
Thank you.
And, second thing, I want to tell you all of us up here in Missouri, not like our governor.
Well, I hope not, Ed. I hope not. He's pretty rough.
He just doesn't know which way he's going.
Well, I don't know. He doesn't think so. He's running on it pretty bad. He's pretty humiliated today.
That's all he's trying to do.
Huh?
That's all he's trying to do is just get himself
listed. Well, I think he's hired by the other crowd. They tell me a boy came out of... We fired off the committee and Bobby picked him up and sent him out to Missouri and kind of he's organized for the Midwest from out there. He's in contact with this fella. But he's pretty mean. He said today that I picked up a fella that had tried to destroy him, and I sent him in the state to destroy him again. And I did it because Ed Long was scared to death with all of his connections that he was going to run against him. And that if I wanted to listen to Ed Long instead of him, why, that's all right, but the folks were going to listen to him. And so I said, well, I think most of you governors know that when a senator from a district, your state, when you're getting ready to name someone, that you like to please him if you can. And I do have a high regard for Senator Long and Senator Symington. It's my general impression, I didn't want to be against the governor. I did the best I could to keep from being, but when they felt that this man ought to have it, I told him to go out and try to get the governor aboard, and it's represented to me that they'd worked it out fairly reasonable. And I didn't know the price I'd have to pay would be to be humiliated all over the nation for it, but I'll gladly pay it. And I imagine most of you governors, when you got a state senator and you got to confirm somebody, that you try to get the state senator on your side. And I said, I've got to confirm a lot of people, and I've got to appoint a lot of people, and besides, I like the Missouri senators. I think that they vote the poverty appropriations. They have to support the program. They have to take the rap. A governor doesn't, and a state senator doesn't. So I plead guilty. So he said, well, I just won't serve notice. I think we ought to look around 68 to see what happened, and I don't think your image is any good, and I don't think you're any good on television. I don't think your personality is any good.
He told you that?
Yeah, right in the group of all the governors. And I said, well, I know I'm not any good on television. I just do the best I can. I was born with a lot of handicaps, and I've got a long nose, and I've got big ears, and I wasn't trained in Madison Avenue tactics. Well, I didn't say that. I just said I know that, and I'm doing the best I can what my mom and papa gave me. And I always liked Missouri, and I've been good to Missouri. I'm sorry they feel this way about me, but I will try to improve my television, and I'll try to improve my image, but it's pretty hard for me to do when the governors that are my party are talking this way. And if you have to do it, and you just feel it coming on, and you must say so, I'd rather you come say it to me in person in this room than to say it on AP and UP and to the Republicans that are trying to divide us, to the television networks, and I saw it all on television. He said that you were afraid that he was going to run against you. And for that reason, you were trying to make me jump through a hoop, and that I was big enough damn fool to jump through it, and that you thought that he was going to run against you. And he was pretty ugly. And then when we got through with all the governors, and we went out, and I didn't give a goddamn inch. He was siding in with South Carolina and all the civil rights crowd, and they were belly-aching about the guidelines and about poverty and about labor and other things, and he was just needling them. Yeah. When he got through with all of it, I went out and we had a press conference, and I called on every goddamn governor to get up and say what he wanted to. And Hughes spoke for him, and not a one of them would speak. So I said, please, come on, any of you got anything to say, say it. Now, don't go off behind the shit house and say it after it's over with. And there wasn't one of them get up. So Hughes got up and said, I've asked all the governors, and none of them want to get up. So I said, all right, I'll take any questions you want to ask. So they asked me, and I said, yes. There was some criticism about poverty and about patronage. And I didn't get into names. I didn't say that he was the one that did it. But I said there was, and there's some difference of opinion. Some of them were against civil rights, all these guys. Governor of Virginia's against it, and the governor of South Carolina's against it, and the governor of North Carolina's against it, and the governor of Iowa, he's joined up. He's running a Republican state, and he got to live by Republican votes, so he's attacking me. And then this shit-ass Hearn, who looks like a goddamn pop salesman of some kind. So narrow between the eyes. My daddy told me when you couldn't put your thumb on their nose without closing one of their eyes, you better watch them. And so he was joining them and hollering sick 'em all the time. This little Hoff of Vermont, he didn't have any guts. He ran a little bit. And Connally, I'm sorry to say, was trying to be pleasant with the governors. He was their host, and he wanted to be critical on the sidelines. He's against education, he's against Medicare, and he's against poverty, too, because he can't name them all. So I listened to all of them, and I said, first, I'm not going to recommend any changes in the National Committee. If you want to do it, you've got your own National Committee, you can do it. Second, I'm not going to deter a goddamn bit from the platform. I'm going to carry it out. Third, I'm glad to have your recommendations. I don't think you helped the party a damn bit. I think you hurt me, and I think you hurt your country by saying to the world that you haven't got confidence in your leaders. But I am going to be your leader for 2 more years. And during that time, I'm going to do what I think's right. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my ass. Now, that's about the net of it. So we went out, and we told the press that we had some disagreements, and they were over patronage, and they were over poverty, and they were over civil rights. And they expressed themselves, and I expressed myself, and I was sorry my party wasn't united, my governors weren't united, but that was it. And if any of them had anything they wanted to say, I'd like for them to say it, that Governor Hughes was a spokesman, to please get up. And he got up, and he gave a story in a rather fair and objective way, although he's an ex-alcoholic and an ex-Republican and a shit-ass. But he wasn't mean, he gave it. So I asked any other governor to get up and give his side. So none of them would do it. They all said they had nothing, and Hughes expressed it. Then they all started the airplane, and I went out with the governor, the chairman of the conference, Hughes. While I went, this little shit-ass of yours sat back and hung back, and he told him, said, I want all this. So he held himself a separate press conference after he refused to while I was there and while I could answer him, because he's too goddamn cowardly. But he got in the shit house conference behind the ramp, behind the hangar. And he said, I want to tell you, I didn't come down here to apologize, and I didn't withdraw a statement, and I reiterated them all, and we got to look in 68 for a new candidate, and so on and so forth.
His trouble is, he's this fellow, the Department's regional director, he's hollering about. The whole trouble was there. Simonton, I'd been glad to talk to him and to work along with him, but we had already announced that this was our man we were supporting, and so on. And then he comes in and says that he's got the ticket. Well, it's just a question of whether he was on the ticket or the senators were, or the governor was. And, you know, with him, then Simonton worked the thing out with him. It was agreeable with him, and he decided to go on if we wouldn't have this fellow use anything against him. So we've actually, the first two or three fellows that this man put in were people out of his office. We've worked very close with him. Anytime there's been a question, I've had this fellow, you know, right in line with him. So his wife is very vindictive. And they tell me that she's the one that has done some hauling about this fellow.
But Ed, it sure hurt me. It's cost me all over the country. I hope that goddamn fellow's important enough to you and Simon to justify it.
If hell we'd had any idea this fellow's going to do like that, wouldn't we? You know, they put him on as a temporary man for quite a while. But this boy doesn't, he's hurt himself bad here in the state. The boys told me at the bank the last 2 days, they've had fall after fall come in and say, well, I'm never going to vote for him again. Now, you've got some fellows that are not for you in this state, the same as I have anywhere else. But I think you're in good enough shape that I run in 68 too, and we'll get down together. I'm not going to change my view about it. So I don't think we'll carry him under both of
them. Well, he had all the poll taken, and we carried it by 500,000 more than he did. In the last, but he says now that he's gone ahead of us and he's worried. And I said, well, what are you bellyaching about? How many congressmen did you lose? He didn't lose a goddamn congressman. He said, that's right. Well, he was telling me about, is he a television star? Is that where he came from?
I don't know if I've ever seen him on television.
Well, he says it's our image and we're terrible and so on and so on. Well, anyway, he's no damn good.
For instance, the whole party here. All the, I'm just talking all the,